Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. You can also get on the air through Skype. Our Skype username for you is lrn.fm. All you have to do is send a request, a contact request. We will accept that, and then it'll be easy for you to contact or to connect with us via Skype. Again, username there, lrn.fm, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
A story out of Reason.com. Now, there are several iterations of this, but Reason's got a good version here. About something that has been submitted to our website, freetalklive.com. You can go there and submit content to the show. You can vote on some of the content that's there. It's right now, it's the third story down. It has it has the most votes of any of the stories on the page. And for good reason, because this is pretty outrageous. What happened to one Nevada family at the hands of the police? Now, we've covered over the years, I mean, we've done the show for over a decade now. We've covered a lot of instances of violations of the U.S. Constitution. I mean, there's just no shortage of violations of the First, Second, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, you know, and on, so on and so forth. All the, you know, the top 10 amendments are pretty violated on a regular basis.
Well, now let's be clear here. The Constitution isn't actually violated until the Supreme Court says it's violated. So when the government says that the government's Constitution has been violated, then you know that your Constitution's been violated, and you're the government, son. So, but you don't get to say only the Supreme Court does.
Boy, that was a lot of nonsense. But no, I think that your opinion about whether it was violated is valid, and that's what we're talking about here. The people in the Supreme Court also have opinions. And
they call them opinions, as a matter of fact.
Theirs are valid, too. As valid as yours or mine. Unfortunately, there are a group of men with guns who will do whatever the people in the robes at the Supreme Court and the other courts say, so there's that problem. But in this case, the story is about a violation, or an alleged violation, of the Third Amendment. I believe that there's a lawsuit that's been filed. We'll tell you the details here in a moment. But I don't think the lawsuit's going to succeed because they weren't soldiers. Now, what's the Third Amendment, Mark? I don't know if you happen to have it handy.
The Third Amendment is probably the least violated of the amendments, probably the least known of the Bill of Rights, too.
It's true.
It's something to the effect of soldiers may not be billeted in civilians' homes during wartime.
I thought it was quartered. Is it billeted?
I don't know the word.
You have it right in front of you there.
Okay, I'm pulling it up here. My vision
is
great.
You can't read it. I'll read it. It's, by the way, the Bill of Rights Security Edition that we have here. It's a metallic version of the 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. So, Amendment number 3, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. So that's pretty straightforward. You're not supposed to have soldiers coming into your house during peacetime, and during wartime, then there should be some sort of law that would prescribe those details. Now, I don't think it's okay at any point, regardless of peace or war, for government strangers to be coming into your home, but we're just talking about their rules here. These are, you know, this is the Constitution is a set of rules for the government to follow. You didn't sign it. You didn't, unless you are working for the state or the military, you didn't swear an
oath
to it.
Some people swore an oath to it, but the majority of people that we're talking to didn't.
Exactly.
And I'm not sure that the oath doesn't actually end when one's been, you know, stopped their military service, but does it end? I want to know. I mean, do you cease to be a civilian ever once you've taken the oath?
That's a good question.
Because a lot of the people in the military say, I swore an oath to the Constitution. Well, good for you, buddy.
So the story is about an alleged violation of the Third Amendment. I don't think the courts are going to find that, but regardless, it's an outrageous piece. Jacob Sullum reporting at the Hit and Run blog at Reason.com, saying that you don't often hear about lawsuits based on the Third Amendment. The one that says, as you just read, that no soldier shall be quartered in a time of peace. But that's usually overlooked. That usually overlooked provision is cited in a federal lawsuit recently filed by Anthony Mitchell and his parents, Michael and Linda Mitchell, an oddity for which we can thank the Henderson, Nevada Police Department. The Mitchells, who live in separate houses near each other in the Las Vegas suburb, were forcibly evicted from their homes on July 10th of 2011 by police officers responding to a domestic violence report involving one of their neighbors. Here's how it all started, according to the complaint filed in the court. At 10:45 in the morning, defendant officer Christopher Worley, because again, they're suing the police, contacted plaintiff Anthony Mitchell via his telephone. Worley told the plaintiff that police needed to occupy his home in order to gain a, quote, tactical advantage against the occupant of the neighboring house. Anthony Mitchell told the officer he didn't want to become involved and that he didn't want police to enter his residence.
No thanks.
Although Worley continued to insist that the plaintiff should leave his residence, plaintiff clearly explained that he did not intend to leave his home or to allow the police to occupy his home. Worley then ended the phone call. The police, however, did not take no for an answer. Henderson police officers banged forcefully on the door and loudly commanded Anthony Mitchell to open the door to his residence. Surprised and perturbed, plaintiff Anthony Mitchell immediately called his mother, Linda, on the phone, exclaiming to her that the police were banging on his front door.
If the police want to kick you out of your home into the street and leave you homeless, who do you call?
Apparently
mom.
Your mom. Seconds later, officers, including Officer Rockwell, smashed open plaintiff Anthony Mitchell's front door with a metal ram as plaintiff stood in his living room.
You know, there's a way to look at this to say that the officers aren't wrong at all. The officers are working for, what, the city?
Yeah.
The city collects property taxes from you.
Mm-hmm.
And property taxes really are no different than essentially rent. I mean, you pay an annual rent in order to live there. You get a certain, you know, you get certain expectations for that rent, and if you don't pay it, you're kicked out. So this is really just the landlord gaining access to their property.
Well, it's a very cynical view, Mark, and it is a view that is based on some evidence, because if you don't
something
pay...
Something close to fact.
If you don't pay property taxes, the same criminal gang will send those same men to your house. They might have different names and different colored clothing or uniforms in your area, but men with guns will come. And they will demand that you leave, and if you don't, they'll get violent. So, they bust open his door. He stands there in shock, the man in this case, Anthony Mitchell, and the officers aimed their weapons at Mitchell and shouted obscenities at him, ordering him to lie down on the floor. Fearing for his life, the plaintiff dropped his phone and prostrated himself onto the floor of his living
He's
room.
He's lucky to be alive.
Covering his face and hands. Addressing him as a-hole... Officers, including... They didn't censor themselves, though.
They, by the way, there's a story out right now of a man who was killed in his front yard for holding a watering hose.
Is that right?
Handle. So I'm, you know, having that gun in his hand. He's lucky to be alive.
Including Officer Snyder shouting conflicting orders at Anthony, commanding him to both shut off his phone, which was on the floor in front of his head.
Yep, the warning record of that.
Simultaneously commanding him to crawl towards the officers. Confused and terrified, plaintiff Mitchell remained curled on the floor of his living room with his hands over his face and made no movement. Although he was lying motionless on the ground and posed no threat, officers, including Officer David Cawthorn, then fired multiple pepper ball rounds at the plaintiff as he lay defenseless on the floor of his living room.
He didn't follow orders, for God's sake.
Anthony Mitchell was struck at least three times by shots fired from close range, injuring him and causing severe pain. The cops pepperballed Mitchell's dog for good measure, by the way, according to Reason's Jacob Solem.
Dog's lucky to be alive, too.
Even though the dog was, quote, cowering in the corner when officers smashed through the front door.
Good dog.
They charged Mitchell with, wait for it, obstructing an officer. His father, Michael,
he did obstruct an officer.
Faced the same charge after he tried to leave a police command center to which he was lured under false pretenses while the police took over his house as well. The two men were jailed for 9 hours before making bail, and the charges ultimately were dismissed with prejudice. The lawsuit argues that police filed the unjustified charges to provide cover for defendants' wrongful actions, to frustrate and impede plaintiffs' ability to seek relief for those actions, and to further intimidate and retaliate against the plaintiffs. I'd say that sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah.
In addition to Third and Fourth Amendment violations tied to the warrantless occupation of their home, the Mitchells say the police are guilty of assault and battery, conspiracy, defamation, abuse of process, malicious prosecution, negligence, and infliction of emotional distress. So, I hope that they can get somewhere with this lawsuit. But ultimately, I don't really believe that they will.
Right. I mean, the fact is the amendment's about soldiers, and they're going to claim as much as police look like soldiers these days, they got the same helmets, the same jackets, the same weapons, mm-hmm. the same vehicles, the same everything. No, no.
They're the police.
We have a different name on our letterhead.
Yep. That's what it'll, I think that is what it'll hinge on. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And do you think the police were in the right? Would love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement. made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-466-5523. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-466-5523. That's 800-466-5523. Call 800-466-5523.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. And tell me, do you think that it's a good thing? Should the police be able to just come on in your home? Hey, they're doing an investigation on the family next door. There's been a domestic violence complaint or whatever. So the cops want to come into your home. And you know what? In this case, in Henderson, Nevada, they did. They just came right on in with a battering ram. Because the man of the house decided he did not want to cooperate.
It didn't stop there.
With the police. Yeah, well, then they shot him with pepper balls and shot his dog with pepper balls. And
held him at gunpoint.
Held him at gunpoint and were generally rude and nasty to him. But they were only rude and nasty to him, Mark, because he wouldn't cooperate like a good little citizen. I mean, when the police call and they say that they need to use your house to spy on your neighbors, then you should be thanking them.
It's not a home invasion when we do it.
But really, are there people out there who, when hearing this story, say to themselves, well, that darn homeowner, I mean, what was he thinking? How dare he stand up to his masters in the police department like that? We should all just do exactly as we're told, because the police are our friends, and they're only here to help. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can get on the air here. Bring up also what you wanted is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. More of your calls coming up.
Yes, there are people that believe that, Ian. Most of them probably won't be the majority at Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented event of the year, and there's going to be people who believe in liberty from across the spectrum. They include people like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, many more. It's going to be...
I would say those are the speakers of the event, not that all of them believe in liberty.
Agreed. I think that there's going to be people from across the spectrum, people from the right, people from the left, but, you know, freedom advocates all across. July 10th through the 13th, so it's coming up in just a few days.
You're going to be there.
I am. I'm going to be there representing Free Talk Live, doing interviews, as I will, shaking hands, hanging out at the Big Head Press booth, because, well, I like hanging out with Scott Beeser.
Mm-hmm, nice guy.
There's nothing like Freedom Fest. Come on out and enjoy the speakers. Meet me. John Stossel is doing a recording of his show at the event, and the admission there is free. Now, obviously, the admission to the rest of Freedom Fest is not, but for that event, there should be like 3,000 people at this event. It's, like I said, the largest liberty-oriented event of the year. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com and get your hotel rooms. I think they're booking up very quickly. I don't even know if they have any left. Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas, freedomfest.com.
All right, let's go to the phones here. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got Bobby to start things out in Vermont. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Bobby, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got to tell you, my hat's heavy tonight a little bit. I think you're on the right track of what you're talking about, but I think it's a little bit more than that.
How so?
I don't know if there's a video that's going on around on YouTube where there was a gentleman that was videotaping the police. It was I don't know if it was a crime scene or whatever the case may be, but he was clearly far enough away from the police. And the gentleman was videotaping, you know, what was going on, and he had his dog with him. The dog was on the leash, from what I can see in the video.
Yep.
It was a live video, you know. Short few minutes went by. The owner of the dog got the dog into his car, and, you know, the officer started approaching the owner, at a very fast pace, for whatever reason, I don't know. And, you know, put the guy in handcuffs, for whatever reason, I don't know, because I couldn't hear it. And the dog, it was in the back, you know, the window was down. He's looking and he's thinking, you know, this is my master. What's going on here? And being that the dogs are curious, he got out of the car. You know, he went over and he's kind of investigating, seeing what's going on. I didn't see that the dog had lunged at the police officer.
No, the dog did not lunge at that officer. In fact, it was the officer who lunged at the dog.
And the cop just goes...
Oh, I don't know what happened there, Bobby. Your line just disconnected, and I apologize.
The NSA didn't like what he was talking about.
Technical difficulty. He's talking about a video that we were referencing earlier this week, I believe. And I forget where in California it happened, but it was pretty outrageous and spread all across Facebook. People were sharing this one everywhere because there's a lot of stories about the police shooting dogs to death, but not as many videos of the police shooting dogs to death in this
Hawthorne.
Case. Yeah, Hawthorne, California. In this case, it was a really crystal clear video of how awful the police
can be. It's rare that you get a video of the dog shooting.
Right.
The dog shooting, and so that's why it's always. I mean, because you can see the dog writhing in pain.
It happens, though. I mean, it happens often enough. I mean, there have been, over the years we've been doing the show, we've talked about a number of them. One of the classics I remember was the family pulled over in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They had a golden retriever in the back seat of their car, and when the family was ordered out of the car, you know, they got the kids in the back,
right.
So everybody opens up their car doors, and
the police wouldn't let them close the door.
Right. The dad specifically asked the cops to, hey, can I close the doors? We're on the side of the highway, and our dog's in the back there. No, you can't do that. Well, dog comes out, starts wagging its tail because it's a happy golden retriever, and it starts coming up to one of the cops, who then levels his shotgun right at its head.
Boom!
All on video.
Yep.
I don't think anything happened to those cops. The cops that do these sorts of things are, in a lot of cases, given promotions. So, you know, Bobby's just giving yet another example in a long line of police abusive kind of situations. Whether they end up killing your dog or not is another question, but... in this case, they demanded that the case we started the hour out with, they demanded that this guy allow them into his home because they were investigating his neighbors. So what would you do? I mean, if the cops came to you and said they knocked on your front door, or they called you, in this case, they called the guy. So and by the way, the cops can get access to things like your cell phone number. So the cops call you on your cell phone, and then they demand that you let them in your home. What would you do? I can tell you one thing I would do is I'd grab my video camera, make sure it was charged up, because I'd know that troubles was about to be coming my way. And that's, I think, all you really can do is, you know, maybe call some friends, have multiple friends come over, have them have video cameras as well, and prepare, you know, to stream it live on the internet so people can see what happened. And I wonder, this guy did have his phone in his hand, but he was using it to call his mother, so it doesn't sound like there was likely any video footage of this particular situation. That's how this would be even more outrageous, is if people could actually see the behavior of the police. Because in the description, which is from the lawsuit that he's filing against the police department, in the description, you know, it alleges that the police call him an a-hole, among other things, I'm sure, because they were upset at him for not being cooperative. So they come over, they break down his front door, hold him at gunpoint, and then shoot him with pepper balls. But, you know, just having them caught on video being awful is even more persuasive to people, to show them that, hey, maybe these aren't the officer friendlies that you were told about when you were in elementary school. Maybe the police aren't actually your friends.
The fact is that I think plenty of police do a good job every day.
I think that's true, but where were they to help this guy out?
And
have the police, have the good cops on the squad in this particular city been speaking out against these cops? Nope. That never happens.
To anyone either.
That never happens. 855-450-FREE. Very rarely will one cop turn against the rest of the thin blue line and speak out for truth and freedom. 855-450-FREE, because they know they're going to get targeted. There are the ones that believe in it, but they're scared, man. We're coming up.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program here at 855-450-FREE. That would be the toll-free number that allows you to take control of these airwaves. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Archives, they go back for years. So if you're new to the show and you want to listen to what the show sounded like 3 years ago, you can do that. Our archives go all the way back to 2006 or late 2006. And it's all free at freetalklive.com. So just go, click, and download, and they are yours.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, survival gear, whatever it might be that you need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone else, you want to get the name brands, and you want to get them at the lowest prices. The place to do that is ManVentureOutpost.com. Go check out the selection of ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got ammunition and shooting gear and, you know, things for archery and air guns and, of course, camping equipment like tents and apparel and that kind of thing, and all the cooking stuff you need, of course, boating equipment and even fish finders and optics, that kind of thing. They've got it all at ManVentureOutpost.com. And when I say they have the lowest prices, every time I've ordered from ManVentureOutpost.com, and it's been quite a few, I always check the prices of the things I buy around just to make sure that what I say is true. And I have never found a price that is lower than ManVentureOutpost.com. There must be one out there somewhere, but you can let them know, and they'll make good. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's continue here. We are talking about the police coming into your home. Think it can't happen? Well, there are several reasons why they might come into your home, and usually it has to do with a mistaken drug raid. That's usually when we hear about the police coming into somebody's house and shooting someone or a dog or something like that. Most of the time, they made a mistake, and they raided the wrong house.
Well, most of the time that they come into somebody's house, it's actually the right house that they're upon which they're doing a drug raid. Sometimes they make mistakes and come into other people's houses. You're saying sort of if you're innocent.
I mean, if you're somebody who, you know, doesn't
no
have drugs in the house. Those are the people I'm talking to. I mean, yes, obviously the police do raids on drug raids, and they're horrible.
40,000 a year.
Right. Most of those 40,000 are drug raids, and they are horrible. And, of course, you know, if
even if you're in the home and you don't have drugs, you don't know about your roommate, you don't know about, you know, your son or your daughter or whoever else, you know, the guy that lives in the guest house. I mean, these sorts of things. So people who believe themselves to be completely without having violated any state or federal law may, in point of fact, end up at the point of a weapon in the hands of the police. But in this case, the story wasn't about drugs. The story was about the police wanting to use a man's home to stage something. It never really was made clear as to what exactly they intended to do from his home. They wanted to have a tactical advantage. Apparently there was a domestic violence complaint in a nearby house. So I'm not sure if they were trying
spy
to
on
spy.
People?
I mean, I can't even imagine what that could possibly be. You're going to set up a sniper in his upstairs bedroom to take care of a domestic violence complaint? I mean, what would they possibly need?
Stakeout, I guess.
Anyway, the guy didn't want to cooperate with him, and he said no, and then they ended the conversation, and then I don't know how long it was, but then later the cop showed up at his door and busted it in and were very, very nasty, held him at gunpoint and shot him with some pepper balls. So I'm wondering, who believes this is okay? There's got to be some police state cheerleader out there who says, doggone it, whatever the police do is right by me. I think it's totally fine. They should be able to live in your house if that's what they want to do. 855-450-FREE. Does that person exist?
I do think over time Americans are becoming less and less enamored with their government. And that's what it really comes down to is, you know, we've been taught all our lives that the police, firefighters, soldiers, these are the heroes.
They're your servants.
They work for the government, and people ultimately know in their hearts that if the government becomes too big and ominous, and there's a poll out from the Washington Post that says more Americans fear their government than fear terrorists.
And reasonable. The government's more likely to affect your life.
And they
far
are.
More likely. They already are affecting your life. Let's go to Bobby now. This is a different Bobby, but it's the night of the Bobs. We've got another guy online on hold, too. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live calling from Maine.
Yes. Good evening.
Welcome, sir.
As I was saying when you interviewed me earlier, anybody else has committed this criminal vicious act, the police would definitely charge them with home invasion. Bail would be in the thousands.
We didn't interview you earlier, though, Bobby. You're talking about when you were screened, when the call screener talked to you?
Yes.
So we don't know what you said to the call screener, and nor does the audience. But go ahead.
Okay, it's just amazing. And the DA could indict a ham sandwich. They've got so much evidence here, okay? And and why would they, for a domestic violence, someone must be have some interest in these people other than just a domestic violence call, because if they thought someone was in danger, they'd knock on their door. Okay, this spying from the neighborhood, someone's got some very special interest, and I can only speculate but it seems very, very suspect. But
I agree with you. I really wonder what the true motivation was. Maybe they had this man suspected for other things and were using this as a ploy to try to get into his home. I mean, maybe there's some law enforcement officers that could offer some speculation. Every now and then a law enforcement officer will call the show, offer some speculation as to why you would need to use...
Good luck with the blue wall.
Yeah, the thin blue line, as they call it.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for making it tonight at 855-450-FREE. Maybe there is a law enforcement officer who could offer some kind of speculation. Why would the cops need to go into a neighbor's house to get a tactical advantage on another home wherein there are alleged domestic violence acts occurring?
I can only assume that they're going to stake it out, listen for noises, you know, what's said, what's yelled, that kind of thing.
I guess.
See what they can see?
855-450-FREE if you've got anything better, any other suggestions.
To me, that's the least weird part of this story. I just can't believe when somebody says, no, you mayn't come in my home, you mayn't set up shop, you mayn't kick me out of my house, that they actually do it. That's what I'm stunned at.
Vinny is on the line in Missouri. Vinny, you're listening to KMMS. Hey there.
You know, I think it's the wrong approach, given that the Constitution is in the toilet these days. I think what you need to do is turn their offense into a commercial criminal offense at the time. And the way that you do that is when they come to your house, and this is going to happen increasingly in the future as the surveillance state expands, when they come to your house desirous of your desirable location, What you have to immediately do is make them an offer to rent or lease that for an outrageous amount of money.
Indeed.
At that point. You have offer and acceptance, and at the essence, this officer is a representative of a corporation. At that point, you've turned it into a UCC case instead of a constitutional case.
Now, I've read up about this UCC. It's the Uniform Commercial Code, if I'm not mistaken, and there's a lot of conspiracy theories that surround this. What would you suggest? Because I don't think that if the cops come to you and they say, we need to use your home, and you say, yeah, you can do that for $100,000 an hour, that's going to change anything for you. What would you suggest that's going to somehow affect?
Because you've just entered into a contract negotiation. He has expressed a desire to occupy your place. You have made mm-hmm. him an offer of $100,000 a week, and we will vacate, and you can use this all you want for as long as you want, and we'll draw the papers up right away today. And at that point, if he's going to occupy or if he's going to accept, either way, you have slowed him down or you've made some money.
Well, we know he's not going to accept because they're not going to do that. They're going to come in just like they did with this guy. Hold on, Vinny. They're going to come in just like they did with this guy with a battering ram. They're going to do whatever the hell they want to. How is your making an offer to them going to affect anything at all after the fact in court?
Because you had him violate the commercial code of offer and acceptance of contract.
And where can you point to that anyone has ever had success with this particular courtroom conspiracy theory?
Well, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's simple commercial law. That's a corporation he represents.
Uh-huh.
You're offering to rent that. He can either refuse or accept.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just asking you for evidence that this claim, and you're right, it's not a conspiracy theory, but it is a courtroom theory, and it's one that is proffered by certain advocates on the internet, but yet, you know, where's the proof that it works?
Well, we haven't
have you
had
done
much
this
case to use. Of course not, because in the past the Constitution has been respected, but
right.
Now
well,
we're
find
in the non-constitutional
me, find me a case
realm.
Where somebody has taken this theory and actually applied it in reality. And until then, I would caution people, do their research. Thanks for the call, Vinny. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday. Grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You take control here, toll-free, live Saturday edition at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line joining you tonight. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website. Now, if you like the fact that the website's free, you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You get instructions there on how to get a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker, as well as downloadable graphics for your website. Perhaps you want a banner for Free Talk Live. You can get those over at promote.freetalklive.com. We also have downloadable flyers you can print out, distribute locally. So go to promote.freetalklive.com, and thanks.
I've been losing weight. I haven't done anything differently in my life except take these pills. And honestly, I haven't been perfect at taking them every single day. The pills are called Axia 30, and I've been taking them for over 9 weeks now, and I've lost 6 pounds. I think if I wouldn't have gone on vacation in the middle and I've been really good about taking them every day, I might be even a little higher. But if you think you've got what it takes to take a pill every day and you're overweight, which frankly is most of America, Axia 30 might be for you. Also, on top of that, they've got a 3-month money-back guarantee. You can try this product for 90 days, and if you don't lose weight, you can return it completely. All your money back. 800-543-6613 to get Axia 30. Again, it's 800-543-6613. Can't even order this on the web. You can only get it through Free Talk Live's telephone number. And if you call now, you'll get a free month of Axia 30 absolutely free with your order. It's 800-543-6613.
Before we go on with the calls, and there are lots, so thank you for your patience. We will get to you. I want to say just a few more things about this UCC theory, this court theory, this legal theory. I guess legal theory is probably more accurate than calling it a conspiracy theory. But this legal theory that has been proffered in the past on this program, again, open phone show, anybody can call in, I've looked into it, and the UCC, for those who don't know, Uniform Commercial Code, this is the set of rules that commercial entities are supposed to follow, and it's a really dry, boring, legalistic read. I've never read much of it, but you know, I've read enough to know I don't want to read any more of it. And when I was reading, you know, through some of it, you know, it makes sense. Okay, so yeah, if I come to you, Mark, and say, Mark, you agreed to cut my grass and you didn't do it, so you know you're in violation. You could say, well, where's the signed instrument where I said that I would cut your grass?
I'd like to see that.
And I would say, oh, signed instrument. Now that's a legal term for a contract. Well, I've got it right here. And then I would show it to you, and you'd say, oh, yep, that's me. I just forgot I signed that. I'll cut your grass this Wednesday, and I'll do it for free. Sorry about that. Or I would not be able to show you the signed instrument, and then you'd say, well, I'm sorry. There's no proof here that of your claim that I ever agreed to cut your grass. So if you want to go further with this, we can go to court, and then you'll have to show the signed instrument in court, which you can't do, and so you've got no case. So there, you know, the UCC is all these rules that are set up for these commercial entities to follow. The problem with the people with the UCC theory, they're very well educated, many of them. They've spent hours and hours and hours researching this, and they really believe that, you know, these things apply. Thing is, while the rules might apply to your company, they don't apply to the government. The government doesn't follow its own rules. They're not interested in that. Yes, is the government a municipal corporation, your local city government? Yes, they are organized as a corporate entity. Are they obligated to follow their own rules? No, because the government courts are the ones that are that are checking them. So the
and
government,
it's amazing the amount of latitude the government gives itself.
Right. So they can violate their own rules at any time they want. And the presumption of the UCC theory advocates and the other various legal theories advocates, many of whom call this show and many of whom, most all of them, have zero experience actually applying the theories that they proffer. The general misconception that they have is that the government follows its own rules. Because they've spent hours and hours researching the law and reading through these really boring, you know, law texts. And they believe they've really understood things. And when you do that, it looks like, yeah, okay, there's a good argument here. They're making sense. Okay, I can see they're citing their sources. But when you get into a courtroom with a man in a robe and men with guns will do anything that man says, it all goes out the window. None of it matters anymore.
We've been told all our lives that we live in a country of laws. And we don't. I mean, I love the idea, but we don't. The fact is that the government does what it wants, and it's rare, really rare, rarer than hen's teeth, for the government to be held responsible
yep.
when it doesn't do what it's supposed to do.
So that's what I wanted to throw out there. Let's go back to the phones and the fun here and talk to Robert, a different Robert in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live.
No, this is Robert calling from Vermont.
Oh, Robert, I apologize. You had called earlier. There was some sort of technical difficulty. Go ahead and get your thoughts out now. Normally it's only one call per night, but if there's tech difficulties, you can call back. So go ahead.
Right, yeah. We've had, if you're aware of, we've had some monsoon weather up here. So, but anyways, I was talking about, you know, what had happened with, you know, with this gentleman and his dog.
Right, the man's dog was shot on the side of the road. We kind of told the rest of the story after you'd got off the line.
And, you know, my thought is that, you know, it seems to me, and it's not only just this episode, but there have been a series of episodes where police have shot dogs. And to me, it seems that it's almost like the police are taunting, you know, the owners of these animals. I know for myself, I am an animal owner. I have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very curious. You know, and this is her home. This is where she lives. If, you know, somebody or if another skunk or a raccoon comes, she goes in to investigate. It's a normal thing.
Yeah, and how would you feel if they blasted your dog's head off?
I would go out of my head.
And I think you're right. I think you're right on your speculation, Robert. Hey, Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I think that Robert's right on his speculation that some of the reasons why these cops do this is because they want to get a rise out of you. They want you to lunge at them. They want you to attack them. They want an excuse to use violence on you because they have to do more justification if they shoot an actual human being. It's a little bit more of a difficult thing for them to get away with, a little bit more. So if they can say that, well, he lunged at me, I was in fear for my life. That's why I shot that man. Well, if they can get you to lunge at them by shooting your dog or by pointing a gun at your cat or something like that, then they've successfully sort of goaded you into attacking them. And I don't doubt that because we've had Barry Cooper on the line, who's a former cop, and he said that once the adrenaline rush went away from him, because when he started as a cop, he was getting a rush off just pulling anybody over for a speeding ticket. He said that once that went away, he started trying to chase the rush. And so, like, he would leave a cocaine suspect unhandcuffed on the side of the road in the hopes that the guy would get up and run, so Barry would have an excuse to run after him and tackle him and beat up on him. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if this was a method to stoke you.
You know, I entered into doing this radio show 10 years ago, not believing any of this stuff for a second.
About the police?
Generally. But it seems to me that people operate by incentives. And I guess I had to ask myself at some point or another, if you make a job where it's obvious, and it is obvious to me now, that police officers operate under a different sort of law than you and I operate under, that their union will protect them, that they know how to use the law, and that, frankly, the law is more forgiving to them than it is to you and I, just get a speeding ticket and say, no, I wasn't, and have him say, yes, I was, and you'll see what happens. And, you know, what do those incentives bring? I think that they are going to bring the paladins of society to some extent, people who want to do the best in that circumstance and want to help people. But I think that it also can bring people, if you get to carry a gun around all day and use that gun with a certain level of impunity, then you're going to want to use that gun to shoot something. You're going to want to see what does it do to living flesh.
It's going to attract the psychopaths. Let's go to Steve, listening in Madison, Wisconsin, to WXXM, the Mike 92.1. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the police invasion. It was a blatant, obviously a blatant abuse of power. And somebody commented earlier, most of the police out there are doing a very good job most of the time. But I think
what does that mean?
When you say they're doing
a good job, does that mean you think they're doing a good job when they're just collecting revenue from people and handing out speeding tickets?
They're upholding the law. They're trying to, you know, protect the safety and enforce the laws.
Do you really believe that when they give you a speeding ticket that it's about safety and not revenue?
No. Speeding tickets are obviously, you know, they will put a 30 where the major traffic goes 40.
What do you think they spend their day doing?
I drove Chicago the other day, and, you know, it said 45, and everyone is doing 70. But my point is, I think where it gets into a gray area is these task force, they kind of operate above the regular, you know, day-to-day beat cop. And these task force tend to, I mean, from my understanding, I mean, I've been on the home invasion of police officers several times. Through no fault of my own, but I've
you've had your home invaded by the police several times.
Oh yeah, not my home. Well, my home's several times, and my friend's home several times. And
if you'd like to tell us more about that, I'd be happy to hang on to you here through our news. We're going to come back with more in moments, and if Steve wants to stay, he's welcome to do that. Several times. 855-450-FREE. Where Madison? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. We'll learn more.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.